92.5 XTU is Philly's country station. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show.
So we are on hold. The celebrity hotline was ringing. We were waiting to hear from Brett Young, who has a new song. He's got a new baby. So excited to hear from
him. Hi, Brett.
How you doing?
Hi.
Brett Young, welcome to the show.
What's up?
Wow, we did not expect you to be on the phone already. So
you're so quick.
We're so excited. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Life is different. Life is good.
It's so different. I don't know that anyone could ever really prepare you for it, right? So talk to us about the baby.
Oh, she's just incredible. She's just a little angel. It is the weirdest, coolest. Like you said, it's indescribable and there's no way to prepare for it. I played baseball at a very high level, in front of big crowds. And I'll never forget what that adrenaline felt like. And then, you know, I started drawing parallels when I started playing music on big stages and you get that same adrenaline, but it's different, but it's kind of the same. And there's just neither of those even come close, to the kind of, you know, almost emotional shakes that you get when you're looking at your baby. And,
yeah.
And you know, I think it was designed that way because you're living on no sleep. And so if you didn't have that adrenaline, you wouldn't be functioning.
But, so true.
That's why he called us early. He hasn't slept in a week.
I'm embarrassed. I'm sleeping fine. My poor wife isn't.
Brett.
Come on.
You got to be there for her, guy.
You did just put up on Instagram a black and white picture of Baby P. And if anyone has in their mind the picture of the cutest baby on earth, you have to check out this picture. That is adorable, Brett.
Oh, thank you. She is, God, she's so pretty. And she's, you know, fortunately for her, she looked like me when she was born. And then every day she's looked more like her mom since then. she's heading in the right direction. I think that like the plan in nature is to like make the baby look like dad initially.
Yes.
So that like the dad, you know, because like they say this about animals. It's so that like the animal will believe that it's theirs.
Yes.
So that then they'll go into protection mode. And so I was put into protection mode the first day, and that's good because now I am. I'm like a proud protective dad. And then the good news also is that she's starting to look like her mom, which is what we all hope for.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're talking to Brett Young, who just had a baby. Her name is Presley Elizabeth. You're calling her Baby P. So tell us where the name came from.
Little sweet pea. we got to a point where we were a week from our due date and we still hadn't. We had a handful of first and middle name combos that we liked, but neither of us had like landed on one where we were like, yes, both of us are 100% sure that's the name. And so since we were a week out, we just decided, you know what, at this point we should see her first. And the coolest thing was, you know, it probably sounds like an Elvis Presley reference. It just isn't. You know, Presley was just a name she liked. And so, I don't know, we love it, and she's our little sweet pea, and it seems to fit her perfectly.
And, Brett, I'm a single guy. I have never changed a diaper before. It looks horrifying. How you doing?
it's so different when it's yours. The concept of poopy and wet diapers is just disgusting to me, except for with mine. It's like, I'm not, it's your child. You know, you're so protective of it. You're like, I'm not going to let you live in that. I got you, you know? And, the good news for me is that my wife is like, she's such a, like a planner, and she has her routine. She's got to feed the baby every 2 hours. And so like her time is precious because in between feedings is when she gets to sleep. And luckily for me, I change diapers a little too slow for her. So she's like in the middle of the night, she's not even waking me up because she's like, I know you'll do it, but I need it done faster so I can go to sleep. So she's just like,
oh my gosh.
She's running through her, trying to get that hour in between the 2 hours of feedings. And so, you know, diaper changing is something that I never thought I'd be comfortable with, but I am. I'm also apparently way too slow.
Well, you're careful. I mean, and just wait till they start getting messy.
Well, she's got parts that I don't have, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I'm looking at something that's not familiar to me, and I'm like, let's make sure this is clean.
There's a proper way to, like, you have to wipe in a certain direction. You know, there's a lot. There are rules, right?
Wipe away, yes.
Yeah, always wipe away.
General rule in life to wipe
that's,
away.
That's a good point, yeah. Dave. Right, yeah. That's true.
It's just fun to have Brett Young call up and say the word poopy. You just made my day.
Yeah, I mean, you start saying that, first of all, your vocabulary gets very PG, and then, like, you start adding in like the G like the children's, like the kids show words, like poopy. It's yeah. I mean, it's my new reality. It's the new normal.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job. We love your new song, Catch. Congratulations on that. The second album for you is called Ticket to L.A. And Brett Young, you're just amazing. Congratulations, Papa. We're so proud of you.
Thank you so much, you guys. I'm so blessed, and I appreciate all the support. Take it easy, y'all.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.